It's midsummer, and a lot of us have turned our attention to the outdoors, whether it be our gardens or just being out in the woods enjoying our beautiful trees and mountains. But there are villains lurking out there attacking our plants and trees. To learn more, we talked to Pocahontas County Extension Agent Greg Hammonds about these tiny bad guys. Greg, can you tell me the most common plant problems people are having this time of year?
Typically, the biggest thing that I'm seeing this time of year getting questions on is folks' home gardens. That deals with a variety of issues, insects, diseases, nutritional issues with plants. A lot of folks here grow in home gardens, so they have a lot of questions about those things. I've got a lot of questions over the last few weeks about the poison hemlock. It's pretty widespread, and it can be toxic to livestock and humans both if it's ingested. But there's a lot of misidentification of that weed. A lot of people think it's giant hogweed, which is another invasive species that's very noxious and can be harmful to the skin.
What does it look like?
Kind of resembles queen ant's lace, but it's a lot bigger plant, a lot taller. It's a hollow stem. The giant hogweed is even larger than that with a larger leaf. That's the one that you hear horror stories about that people talk about. But to my knowledge, it hasn't been found and confirmed in West Virginia yet. The poison hemlock has. The giant hogweed has not. Poison hemlock, I think, is pretty much here to stay. Like I said, I've got a lot of calls about it in the last month. Folks are wanting to confirm that's what it is and get some ideas to get rid of it. I've had a lot of phone calls and site visits over that in the last few weeks.
What insects or diseases are affecting things in the area now?
The emerald ash borer, all the ash trees dying. There are treatment methods out there for those. Some systemic insecticides that you can inject in those trees, but the price of them makes it pretty non-feasible to inject them at a large scale. We've treated this large ash on the courthouse lawn out here the last 3 or 4 years to try to save it. But it's widespread now. Most of the ash trees in the Greenbrier Valley total are dead or damaged or dying from emerald ash borer.
It seems like that gets between the bark and the tree.
They're basically girdled from the inside because of the small shot holes where that insect is coming out. You're not seeing that damage until it's too late. But basically all the conductive tissue inside the tree is just being devoured from the inside. That's what's causing it. That's probably the biggest insect that we're seeing having that kind of damage. Obviously, this time of year, June beetles are another thing that we're running into, but that's an annual problem, something that's been here forever. Other insect issues that we've had lately. Wireworms in potatoes, pretty common this time of year. Usually folks will see that when they've planted potatoes in new ground in sod. Wireworms don't seem to exist near as bad in ground that's been plowed before and tilled up, but in that new sod ground, it seems to be really bad. And there's not any feasible way to get rid of them, really, once they're in your potatoes. I have people come in all the time and say, I've got wireworms in my potatoes, and there's nothing you can do, really, at that point. You have to do it as a preventative ahead of time. There are some insecticides that you can apply prior to planting that will get rid of those wireworms. But once we see them, there's not much you can do about them. But almost everything that I see plant-related, especially gardens and stuff, seems like it always comes back to that soil test analysis. If plants aren't healthy to start with, if they're not getting the proper nutrition, they're weak. So insects can identify those weak plants and attack them, diseases as well.
Be sure to listen to part two of our interview with West Virginia University Extension Agent Greg Hammonds, where Greg picks up right where he ended part one with the soil testing, and then he will cover his 4-H involvement and other aspects of his job as well. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.